Glenn, what I want you to do is knock my socks off. And I want to invite the audience to go up and take a look at these photographs as well. And if I can see anything like you have described that people have seen, or even anything that I can truly regard as artificial, then I'm going to be with you, Glenn. Let's go through them and see what we've got, okay?
All right, very good. Now, I've been reminding that these are just some of them that we had available on the computer. There are literally hundreds of more that are, I would say, higher quality. But let's take a look at what we've got here.
These look pretty good, especially this first one. It looks like, to me, a really barren moonscape. So tell me what I'm looking at.
Are you looking at the one here, the Apollo 12 from the dark side of the moon?
Let's see.
You see a large luminescent object.
Apollo 12, dark side of the moon, large luminescent object lighting huge area of lunar surface. Yeah. Now, that appears to be, I see it. Something very, very bright is reflecting from the moon's surface. There's no question about it. But now, this is photography, right?
That's correct.
So what do you maintain this is we're seeing?
Well, this is the question, and this is the reason the book exists, and this is to create an open dialogue about what we have theorized about and what we have perpetuated over decades and what tends to exist or question those things.
So what do you think it is?
This here on the dark side of the moon, on this particular orbit, it was during the time of the sun's in the opposite direction, so you see, down here on the surface, normally if this photograph would be taken on the dark side with nothing luminescent on the surface, then of course you'd have a black photo.
Right.
And barely be able to see any of the topography or geology involved.
Looks like they dropped a flare.
Yeah, well, a flare that would illuminate, well, shall we say conservatively perhaps 25 square miles would be quite a flare. So we're looking at a shot that's taken. This is a Hasselblad picture, so it's a high-quality, high-definition picture.
It is, indeed.
Of a large, illuminated area on the dark side of the moon. And that, of course, brings into question, is it on the surface? Is there something down there that is creating it? Is it between that's flying over the surface?
Okay, what does NASA say it is?
Well, I haven't asked them. I doubt seriously that they would give you a definitive answer.
Well, I sure as hell would expect one. I mean, it looks like the sun. From the moon. It looks like a portion of the moon is so bright that the sun, and in fact, but it's, could it be the sun?
Well, how could it be the sun if you're looking at only the bottom corner of this section of the photo? If you would have sun luminescence, it would include a terminator in which you would have light and dark, and it would be greater than in just one square corner of the picture.
Okay, I agree. It's very weird. What are the best people outside of NASA who have been willing to comment on this photograph think that it might be?
But I will say that my father got a great deal of support and a great deal of verification on the pictures that he put together in here, and there's a number of them that I believe show that there are UFO activity.
All right, we'll get to that. I'm just right now with this incredible brightness.
Mm-hmm.
What do people say it could be?
Well, they don't give you any reasons for that. So, and that, I think, is definitive of this entire subject. If you ask people if somebody takes a picture of a UFO or has a sighting or whatever, you get often for many years, swamp gas, temperature inversion, and so on and so forth.
Yes.
So you get the runaround. And at this particular stage of the game, nobody bothers to even address the situation.
So you've got a high-quality, high-definition picture of the moon showing what appears to be something as bright as the sun emanating from it or reflecting from something, and NASA won't say, well, yeah, this is interesting. I mean, they won't even comment that far?
Well, I believe that, they are strapped for cash. They're not getting a whole lot of public support. Every time you look at their budget, it continues to be dwindled down, and their technical people and scientists and educators are thrown on the streets. And so they're literally, when you look at these catalogs, tens of, not hundreds of thousands of pictures, this are sitting away in warehouses, and you don't find people going through that because they are too busy trying to maintain their jobs to work current projects.
Huh.
We don't give them the support they need, we don't give them the finance they need, and we certainly don't promote NASA as a as a space program, and it would help, of course, if it was inclusive.
Now, you certify to me that this photograph is an unaltered NASA photograph, right?
Absolutely. Every photo in that book is included with the NASA serial numbers on there for the general public to order for themselves, just
okay.
as we did.
All right. Well, you got me there. It's a pretty good anomaly, all right. And I'm just sorry you can't come up with any guesses about what it might be.
Well, my guess is exactly that. I consider that to be either a surface lumination or above the surface, but either way, it's not a natural phenomenon. So that if it's not ours, then it has to be somebody else's.
Second photograph.
I'm looking at a photograph here.
Materials being moved from small crater and pouring into larger crater below.
That's correct. There are actually two shots of this. The one in the book is actually a much closer up. But if you look in this central crater here, the larger one that's at about 12 o'clock and halfway up the photo.
Got it.
And just above it is a little tiny one, and you see this material that is coming over the rim of the crater and bellowing into the bottom of it. Now, when you take that and look at the enlargement of the photo, it's much more concise.
I see it.
And
I'll be damned, I do see it, actually.
And there are areas on the moon where you can see terracing, very much that you see over the southwestern United States when you fly over and we're looking at our strip minings. They're terraced down. You see areas where material is moved, where rims, where
yeah, you can actually see something pouring out and collecting, in fact,
correct,
inside that crater.
Well, it tells you two
things. It's the damnedest thing.
First of all, something's conducting that activity. And secondly, in a vacuum, materials don't move concisely from one area to the next. So you have to have some type of atmospheric pressure to be the vehicle or the medium to hold the dust particles to carry them from one place to the next.
There is no atmosphere on the moon, right?
Well, that's not what they said.
Well, that's not what who said.
Well, that's not what's said at all. In fact, when you see some of the NASA photographs, you see a very thin layer, a very hazy layer in some areas of the moon, depending on what's susceptible to the Earth's gravitational pull and what's not at a particular time.
Is that debris just being held by the moon's gravity?
It can be held by the moon's gravity, but once you have lunar gravity, and then you have reports of water geysers, and you have reports of clouds, then you start to put together the...
Clouds? No, wait. What reports of clouds?
Well, here, when we looked at this chronology of listings here, we're talking about mist moving over the floor of Crater Chicard, obscuration of the floor of Crater Plateau, and so on and so forth. So they're talking about atmospheric disturbance, of course, a greatly reduced from what we're accustomed to here, but some atmospheric disturbance on the moon. On this particular article, they're talking about that Dr. John Freeman, in 1971, said that instruments left on the moon detected moon geysers lasting for 14 hours.
Moon geysers, water.
Water clouds erupted through cracks on the lunar surface, and the clouds spread to cover an area of more than 10 square miles. Well, a cloud has to be supported by a medium. It cannot spread in a vacuum. So one step leads to the next.